Well, good morning, and this is Jump In Tucson. Welcome to a Thursday morning, and I have some very special guests that are on the phone, and we'll be with them in just a moment. But I always like to let folks know that who's in the studio with us today. And I have my intern from the U of A, Kimberly. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So we have an opportunity to talk a little bit about art today and a lot of heritage in the village of Tubac, Kim. And so this will be a real interesting show. If you had an opportunity to really come in and enjoy tourism here in Tucson, well, it's really all about Southern Arizona as well, because this morning, two very, very special guests from the Tubac Center for the Arts are on the phone, and we're going to talk to them. So good morning. Let's talk to, let's say, Karen first. So, Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, Karen.
Glad to be joining you.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, Karen Topping is the executive director of the Tubac Center for the Arts, and she is also joined by, well, let's say, Sarah, you can tell us exactly what you do, but Sarah Vickery, I've seen that you are the office manager, the operations manager, the gift. I think you're just everything that Karen would like you to be involved in. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us. And yeah, if it needs to be done, just ask and I'll figure out some way to get it done.
Well, you know, you do get it done, and I really appreciate you all being here this morning. You're very active in the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we're a marketing nonprofit. I've been around for 25 years, and we have a very simple mission, is to make sure there's no hidden treasures out there, because we have a lot of treasures in the form of attractions. And we're involved in heritage, and we're involved in art, which are very big categories. And you can't talk about art in Southern Arizona about learning about what the Tubac Center for the Arts is all about. And we have a tradition here, both Sarah and Karen, is that before we get into who the Tubac Center for the Arts is all about, we'd like to hear a little bit about both of you. So, Karen, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about who you are, and then how did you find your way over to Tubac for the Arts?
Well, it's been an interesting journey, because I came to Arizona over 15 years ago from the Bay Area. I was in San Francisco for over 20-some years and was the corporate communications director for one of the major companies in the Bay Area. But when my parents were in Green Valley and they said, come and visit here, and my husband looked around and said, if we're moving here to Southern Arizona and be here to help parents, I think you're going to like Tubac best. He looked everywhere else around, and it's true. I am not an artist, but I enjoy working with all these artists because they're fun and they're creative. And this center has become it is the center of art here in the Valley. And everyone looks for, when they come to Tubac, that's the center of the art right there. It's the largest big brick building in town, and you can't miss it, and you shouldn't miss it, because there's wonderful things going on here.
And there's going to be a lot to talk about over the next hour about what exactly that you're engaged in. And boy, looking at your website and talking to both you and Sarah, there isn't, I don't think, anything that goes on regarding heritage and or art that you folks aren't involved in. So let's talk a little about Sarah. So Sarah, give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I have been living in Arizona for 10 years. We transferred here with my husband's job, lived up in Vail for 5 years. And when our youngest graduated from high school, we moved down to Tubac to help his parents. So we've lived here almost 5 years.
And I was working at a nonprofit up in Tucson. And we moved here, and my intention was to stay working there. It was in Midtown. And I saw a job opening here for an office manager. And the idea of being able to be involved in something in the community I lived in was enticing. So I came over and talked to Karen. And I am not an artist either. I really don't. I've learned a lot about art, but there's still a lot to learn. And it's a wonderful place to be. This center, we welcome thousands of guests each year. We get to meet and mingle with fantastic humans. So it's just the perfect place to come visit and to live.
Yes, and you have an iconic building, and I noticed that all of the places that you tell people about Tubac for the Tubac Center for the Arts, you utilize this wonderful piece of original art showing off your beautiful building. Can you tell us a little bit about the building and a little bit about the painting? And it could be either Karen. Let's start with Karen.
It is interesting, Tom, you picked up on the fact that we use that watercolor painting of our building. It was by Rebecca Rogers, one of our real well-known local watercolor artists, because it is a building that people, it's in the center of town, but it's a building that's been expanded three times. Just a bit of history to let you know that in the over, you know, established around in the 1960s, a group of local artists, they said, you know, we got to stop hanging our art on the barbed wire fences here. We need a structure. We need to sell our art in a building. And so they got together. They organized first as a nonprofit. It was first called the Santa Cruz Valley Art Association. And now we're doing business as Tubac Center of the Arts. But our nonprofit original name was set up by these artists and the community supporters. The land was donated. They raised enough money to build this building. And it's been expanded three different times. We now have a special entry level and lobby area where we recognize local artists from Tubac. We call them our master artists that have lived and worked here in Tubac. And this year was the 75th anniversary year of Dale Nichols, who came here to establish a school after World War II, and he was a very well-known artist nationwide, famous for painting his red barns. And so people now can come in, and his work is on the wall in the front gallery. And there was even a postage stamp with one of his paintings on a postage stamp. So he attracted, because of his reputation, he attracted a lot of artists that said, oh, Tubac, that must be a great place for artists. Well, and so many more artists came.
Well, we have a lot more to learn about the Tubac Center of the Arts. We're going to go away for just a few moments and pay a few of the bills, and we'll be back with Karen and Sarah from the Tubac Center for the Arts. Well, we're back. This is Jump in Tucson, and we have two very special guests today from the Tubac Center for the Arts. And Karen, good morning again, and good morning, Sarah. If it's okay with you, and I think my boss might be okay with that, for this next segment, let's dedicate it to Tubac, and let's just rename the show for one segment at least and call it Jump in Tubac. How's that sound to you guys?
Good idea.
Well, we're going to talk about everything that there is to see and do and what you're engaged in over the next two segments. But this particular segment, we're going to talk about really the Tubac Center for the Arts. And we're going to get into what you're doing in the building. But more importantly, I think what you are doing with the arts, and especially the history of the arts in Tubac during this particular segment. So let's we'll kick off with Karen, and we just really want to know what you guys are doing, and then how you're engaged in the community. So Karen, go ahead and let us know what's going on.
All right. Well, if you come to Tubac, everyone that comes here realizes that this is where art and history meet, because Tubac, you know, Anza came through here on his way to establish a stake for Spain in San Francisco. I feel like I've done the opposite to what he did. Anyway, he came through twice, and he took people from Tubac with him on his trek. And the Anza Trail runs through here, and the first Presidio, there's history here. Before it was moved to Tucson, the Presidio now is operated by the Friends of the Presidio, and it was a state park for many years. And so there's lots of history here as well as art. You know, after Mr. Dale Nichols came and had his school here, he didn't stay as long as many of the other artists, but he attracted all these other artists. So people like Hugh Cabot, who said, "You have to, if you're an artist, I can paint here forever. It's the light." So what we have done in this art center is exhibitions revolve. We change every 6 to 8 weeks. There's a new set of exhibits. And many times people come in and they're surprised because they see we have 1, 2, 3, 4 different galleries that can revolve, and the exhibits will change. And so they can come back and see something different each time they visit. And Tubac is a stopping place for many people who are making their trek through Southern Arizona. But from Tucson, we have lots of visitors that come from Tucson. It's a great day trip to come down, visit the art center, lunch, walk around the village. It's a walking village. There's only really three main streets, and there's lots of directions and maps, and lots of friendly people who will say, "Oh, you want to go to this gallery? Walk across the street, turn left, there it is." But there's we help them with a map and the Chamber of Commerce. We work directly with them every year and give out information about what they want to be sure not to miss while they're visiting here. But along with our exhibitions, we have lots of other special programs. We have a whole, 2.5 years ago, the School of Fine Arts here, which is in Old Town, which is near the Presidio in the old part of Tubac, the School of Fine Arts was established there, and they became our adult education division. And there are workshops and classes offered there year-round, and we see people coming from all parts of the country to attend a workshop and learn from some established artist instructors, and the instructors come from all over the country as well. So people are engaged in a learning opportunity in these workshops and classes. Adult education, also, we have a lecture series. We work with the Tucson Museum of Art Docents Program, and we have once a month during the busy season, there's a lecture. Last year, one of the most popular ones was, if some of you remember the book, The Girl with the Pearl Earring, and we had a docent come and talk about that famous artist. I bet you know who I'm talking about, Maria. And the committee, we have lots of volunteers that help us with these programs. They actually made cookies with a pearl earring, the face of the girl with the pearl earring. So people are engaged in learning here, and the art lecture series is very popular. If you're a member, it's free. You can come and we have that on our website, as you know, as well as in our Season at a Glance catalog. In addition to the adult learning, we have performing arts, and that's also usually once a month on a Friday evening, and we bring in musicians, sometimes dramatic acts, and they change every season. And you can buy a season ticket, or you can just say, "Oh, well, that's one I'd like to go see the Acoustic Eidolon. I saw them and when they were in Colorado. I want to come see them here in Tupac. And we use our main gallery, which has a stage, but we set it up so that there are bistro tables. People can have their glass of wine while they listen and enjoy musical performances. There's a ton of special events because we're a nonprofit, so we need to raise money. Our largest special event during the year, which is very popular, is our annual home tour. It's always the second Saturday in January, and we have five or six homes in Tupac, and they're every year. They're different homes. So if you've been on a tour 5 years ago, you won't see the same homes again, unless the home's been sold and renovated and changed and remodeled. But they see ranches. We have ranches on the tour, and really interesting homes here in Tupac. And we have people calling us in the fall, even though the tour doesn't happen until January. They're calling us and, now, what's the date of the home tour? We don't want to miss it. Because they come down and make a day, and they learn as they go. They see, here's some great ideas for interior decorating your own home on the home tour. We have a very popular open studio tour every year in March. And that this year, throughout the Santa Cruz Valley, from Sahuarita down through Pastoreo Rico, we had over 60 artists open their studios. We have a map. We have 3 days when people can go and visit their studios. And that attracts a lot of people because there they can see more than one piece of art that the artists are creating.
And this year we had 60 studios open. It's the three-day event, and 60 artists had their homes open for people to come in and tour and see where they work.
Yeah, those walking tours are a wonderful opportunity, especially, as you mentioned, for the community to share their love for the arts as well. So we have a smaller one here in Tucson, put on by another arts organization. But yeah, we hear about how successful your tour is. And what time of the year again is that?
It's in March. It's the second weekend in March.
Okay, great. So you want to make sure you put that on your calendar. We're going to be wrapping up this segment in just a few moments. And we want to really show our appreciation to Karen and to Sarah for being on the show. We're going to be back on our next segment, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to be part of the Tupac historical and the art scene. We're also going to talk a little bit about, I'll just prepare you guys for this, my favorite restaurant, and I think it's not too far away from you. We pronounce it a little bit differently here in Tucson because we were blessed with having the restaurant here for just a short while. But I understand that that was not the correct way to pronounce. We called it here Elvira, but that was after a host of Halloween shows. But it's called Elvira. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Elvira.
And we're going to talk a lot more about all the things there are to do in Tupac in just a few moments. And we'll be back. This is Tucson. We're going to rename it to Jump In Tupac, at least for one more segment. But thank you for listening, all, and we'll be right back. Well, we're back, and this is Tucson. Jump In Tucson. But you know what? We've renamed it for one more segment to Jump In Tupac. Now, you know, I think I probably, when I started the show, I may have said Tupac and not Tupac. Now, you guys are the experts, so we have special guests today, Karen and Sarah from the Tupac Center for the Arts. So it's like Casa Grande, or is it Casa? Everybody's different, but so can you say it either way?
Well, one thing we tell people, Tom, is that they say, well, how do you say it? Is it two back or two back? And we say, just remember, one step forward, two back. Two back.
Two back. Okay. I will remember that. So thank you. Folks, you learn here something new every time that we talk to an attraction here in jump in Tucson. So good morning, guys. Again, you know, we had a wonderful first two segments. We learned a little bit about Sarah. We learned a little bit about Karen and how they all are now becoming experts in Tubac. Oh, I'm sorry. I did it again. Tubac heritage and the arts. But, you know, Tubac is, while it's the center of the universe for certainly Southern Arizona arts, there's a few other things that you mentioned, and a few other members, I would say, of the Attractions Alliance as well. And my famous and very favorite restaurant is Elvira. And, you know, being a tourist, because it's okay when you leave Tucson, you are a tourist of Tubac. And there's so much more to see. You could probably spend certainly all day visiting all the art galleries and all the and visit with all the creative people in Tubac. But there's a few other places that you want to go see. So, Sarah, I'm going to leave this up to you to kind of, and we have a short segment here, but kind of give us a little bit of, if you were a tourist and you were visiting Tubac for the first time, tell us a little bit about the must-see attractions in Tubac.
Well, when you pull in, of course, you stop at the Tubac Center of the Arts and are welcomed by one of our volunteers that will give you a map and a guide to what's going on in Tubac and all the stores and the attractions. We have a Destination Tubac committee group, and the must-sees in Tubac at the Tubac Presidio, the Tumacockery Mission, the Nature Center. The Nature Center hosts a hawk watch in March, and it's attended by people from all over the United States. Birders flock to Tubac because there's such wonderful walking trails. Karen mentioned the Anza Trail. Birding is huge in Tubac. And then, of course, we have the restaurants. There are many wonderful restaurants. Stop and have a midday beverage and then continue your shopping. There's over 100 stores to visit. And it is a walking village, so you get your exercise. You see beautiful buildings. If you're here in the evening, the sky in Tubac is beautiful. You have views Mount Wrightson and the Whipple Memorial, the Whipple Observatory. So there's so many things to do and see. And if you don't think you're an art appreciator, come visit Tubac and you'll leave with a different experience.
I think it's very interesting. I think, Karen, when you mentioned that before there was the Tucson Presidio, there was the Tubac Presidio. And it is now a wonderful museum. It's still associated with the state park system. It's known as one of their partnership parks. And I think that's an interesting story all by itself, is that when times were tough, state parks had to reach out to various communities in Arizona, and the Tubac community said, we're not going to lose our state park. We're going to keep it going. And they are, as of today, still keeping it going. When I took my tour, I thought it was just that front building. But there's so much more to the Tubac Presidio Museum, isn't there?
Yes, and it is a not to be missed stop when you're here, because the history is there, and the Friends of the Presidio, they have gardens now that they've established gardens, so you can see what native plants work and grow here in this area. And they changed their exhibits. They have the first ever printing press in Arizona. And special occasion, someone will actually be there to operate it and show you how it worked.
Yeah,
there's an original school room in there that's still set up as it would have been back in the day. So there's a lot to see there.
There is. I was very surprised when, at that point, I think the executive director was named Shannon, and she took me around. And they have a brand new person in charge of the Tubac Presidio now. And I would have to say that if she was on the radio today, she would invite you all to come out. And but next to, we hear a lot about the mission here in Tucson. And, you know, Father Kino used to hang out a little bit over in Tubac, too, where the Tuma Kakari, you know, National Park was a place where a General Assembly area for all walks of life, including the Native Americans, would come to that kind of a meeting place and trade and share stories. And so the Tuma Kakari, which is real close to where you are, is also a great place to go see. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of the not to be missed stops here. When people come through Tubac, they say, now, do we have to get back on the freeway to get to the part to McCarkery Mission? We said, no, it's close. Just go south on the frontage road and you'll soon find yourself in a very special place there where they also obviously are part of the history, but it's a national park and they have, the chapel itself is not like the Dove of the Desert where it was in continual use in Tucson. This was not used for a number of years, but it is certainly restored and you can walk into that chapel and you can just feel the history there. They have a good display in their museum that shows how they worked with the Native Americans here, and also gardens. They're restoring some of the gardens that the fathers established when they were here. So it's a very popular spot, and it is definitely one of those places that is very close to Tubac. So it's one of those that we in the group where we say, if your destination is Tubac, it's also Tuma Kakari. And people say, how do you say that?
they often look to me. I may mess up a little bit, whether it's Tubac or Tubac. I knew many years ago how to say Tuma Kakari. Now, as I was preparing the show, I think I had to look up how to spell it again, though.
Yes.
I have to say it's a full day when you come to Tubac, and I don't want to go to the next segment before I at least share my Elvira story. I used to make a quarterly visit or so to Tubac, and I wanted to make sure that I always went, and as you mentioned, there's certainly more restaurants than just Elvira, but none of them have the mole that Elvira has. And and you know, for the folks that may be listening that really aren't up too much on the Sonoran kind of Mexican food, mole is made with chocolate, and but it's a delicious sauce, and just like salsa, I mean, you could put mole on almost anything. I haven't tried it on my scrambled eggs, but I might try that. You walk into this restaurant, and maybe you guys would help me here because we got a few minutes before we go, maybe 30 seconds before we go to break. But tell us about when you walk in there, how you are like, oh my goodness, where am I?
You're just amazed because people go and their jaws drop open. The entire ceiling is covered with glasses hanging out, you know, upside down.
Teardrops hanging from the ceiling.
And the rest of the restaurant is also decorated with, and there's a gift shop where you can see where a lot of these pieces of decor came from. But you're surrounded by, you have to look everywhere to make sure you don't miss some of the decor. So it is a feast for the eyes as well as for your stomach.
And the vibe when you walk in there, you feel different. It's just got a vibe. It's energy. It's beautiful. The food's great. The owners are always present and welcoming. So it, even though there's four destinations in Tubac, that should be added as the fifth.
It's clearly a historical significant restaurant, and you need, it's again one of those must see while you're in Tubac. And so we'll be back in just a few minutes. And this is Jump in Tucson. Subbing for Tucson is Jump in Tubac. But back with Sarah, and we'll be back with Karen. We're going to talk about maybe some of the artists that you're associated with, as well as that big art festival thing that takes place in the winter, and you don't want to miss that. So, we might want to talk about the pecans too, because I can't think about Tubac and not talk about the pecan forests that are there as well. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Tom Moulton. I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and don't forget to tune in to see and hear Dr. Ackerley from the University of Arizona and Ackerley Advertising. You'll be on at 9 o'clock with a special set of folks that aren't afraid to jump in and get the job done. So we're here with Sarah and with Karen from the Tubac Center for the Arts. But before we get back with you guys and talk a little bit about the festival, I just want to mention a little bit about what the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance is up to. We have started working with Make-A-Wish. It's an organization that you've all heard about. And there is a chapter here in Southern Arizona. And one of the reasons why we brought Kimberly on board was to help us put together a documentary about how the Southern Arizona and the community is working very hard and to feature really Southern Arizona and to help Make-A-Wish fulfill its mission. Now, Make-A-Wish is actually, corporate headquarters are in Phoenix, so they're just up the road a little bit. But we're putting together a documentary about a family that paid a considerable amount of money to support Make-A-Wish to enjoy the backyard adventures of Old Tucson. And we just had an opportunity to visit with a lot of the Make-A-Wish folks. Kim was there filming, and we got a chance to meet the folks that actually supported the their full day behind the scenes. And we're putting together something where the public can see. We hope to air it on Channel 9. And Kim, you got a chance to meet some of the folks during that fundraising event. And what did you think about the passion that they have?
Hi, I thought it was very inspiring just to see how collaborative everybody was in just coming together for one main message, which was what Make-A-Wish stands for. So I was very grateful to just kind of see all of that take place in such a local way, and just kind of localizing it in Tucson, which was really cool to see.
Well, thank you, Kim, for your passion of helping us put together. We have about 4 hours worth of footage of the family experiences, and we got to share it with them, with their family, and they were very, very happy to relive the memory. And that should be coming out sometime in the next 3 or 4 months, and we'll talk about it regarding when it comes out and what station and so on and so forth. But let's get back to the festivals and the events that go on in Tubac, because they are a premier art festival that takes place. And guys, can you tell us a little bit about this? I mean, it's a huge, huge art festival.
It is, and it's the oldest one in the state. It's been going on for decades. And I'm going to let Sarah give you some details about that, because It attracts thousands of people. The streets are closed in Tubac, and there's horse-drawn carriages and wagons that go through, and all kinds of art and food and 5 days of fun.
Tubac,
it is, and it's a.
Go, you, I'm just going to say
the festival.
Go ahead.
The festival has helped the town of Tubac be voted the best small town art scene 3 years in a row by USA Today. And the festival really is a chamber sponsored event, but they have vendors from all over the U.S. Many of them come year after year, line the streets. There's food, there's art, and all kinds of art, wood art, paintings, metalwork. And there is something for everyone to see. Buses bring groups down from Phoenix and from all over and spend the day just going up and down the streets. Like Karen said, the streets are blocked off and people can come and visit these vendors from all over and see all kinds of art and has the opportunity to purchase art from all over, not just Southwestern art.
Yes, and I have to say we brought our bigger car that day and left with three pieces of art. That is, if you, we're not quite the art gallery that you guys are, but we got a few wonderful pieces. Tell us a little bit about, maybe we have a few minutes left or so, but about some of the artists that have taken up residence in Tubac.
Well, we have some very well-known artists that have made Tubac their home. We have several that we have now inducted into our Master Artists group. Barbara Hill is one of those. Her husband, Tom Hill, they both were well-known artists. They are, Tom is deceased. Barbara still lives and works here in Tubac. Another Barbara Gerwitz, she's been known in throughout Southern California and throughout the country for her work. She is one of the Master Artists group. Bob Van, some of you might have heard of him before. He is well known for his portraits of the Buffalo soldiers, and he's one of our Master Artists. Virginia Hall, well known for her black and white pieces, but her art changed over the years. And if you come to visit the Art Center, we had a project several years ago called a Javelina Project, and all these artists that were part of the community, over 40 javelinas, big ones and baby javelinas, were painted. Virginia's black and white javelina, because she paints in black and white and grays, is right out in front of the Art Center.
We also have in front of the Art Center a sculpture by Nick Wilson, one of our Master Artists, and that is a must-see in Tubac. If you come by the Art Center, you stop outside and have your picture taken by this giant, large jackrabbit. He's huge. And so it's when you come to Tubac, you will see people standing outside our building next to Nick Wilson's jackrabbit taking a picture. So it's we're very blessed with lots of incredible artists that you will see in the Art Center and around town.
Well, we're out of time, and I have so much more to talk about Tubac, but you're just going to have to get in that car and visit Tubac, the village of Tubac. Thanks to Karen and Sarah for joining us today. We had a great time taking a trip down to Tubac. I'll be back next Thursday. Dr. Ackerley will be here tomorrow at 9 a.m. And this is Jump in Tucson. We'll see you next Thursday.